Hey everybody, welcome back to Vikings Connected. My name's Erin Newberg. This is Chris Hockey. It's time for another episode of Purple Ink.
I love it. Purple Ink all year long. We've gotten to know players, this, that, and the other about the tattoo. You know, you get to know people through their ink. You know, every tattoo's got a story.
Can you explain that to us?
Yeah, sure. It says, I'm lost and it's killing me. It's very scary. Ooh, that's so very deep. Not quite as deep, though, as our friend Sid Davey. Now, Sid Davey, you might not know him by name, but you certainly know him by face.
Yes.
And it's by flexing and the fact that he caught Randy Moss. He was on Purple Ink and he broke it all down for us. Welcome to Purple Ink. My name is Chris Hockey. I'm here with Sid Davey. Now, you might not recognize him without his entire getup, but if you've seen him on TV, obviously you've seen him with Randy Moss. You've seen him in Sports Illustrated. You've seen him in the magazines, and you know the face. But again, we get to see you without your full makeup on, and we get to know a little bit about your tattoos. Very nice to meet you.
Great to meet you, too.
Tell me a little bit. Where are you from, first of all, before we even talk about the tattoos? Where do you come from? Because I know you make a long trip to get here to the Vikings games.
Well, I used to make a long trip. Now I make a lot longer trip.
Really?
I used to drive from Winnipeg, which is just a little over a 1,000-mile round trip.
Jeez.
And I did that for 29 years.
Okay.
And in the 29 years, I had missed 7 games.
Well, we're glad you came down and stayed a little later so you could talk to us about your ink. So, again, a lot of these tattoos are famous because we've seen them all so many times when you catch Randy Moss when he goes into the stands. And that's where we'll start. Let's talk about your right arm and some of this fantastic art involving Randy Moss.
Well, my Randy Moss tattoo, this one here, was actually in Sports Illustrated, and it was centerfold in January of 1999. The original picture was taken by Carlos Gonzalez of the Star Tribune. This catch here is this game here, the Cincinnati Bengals. That's when Randall Cunningham threw a 61-yard bomb to Randy Moss, and Randy caught it just before the goal line. And when he crossed the goal line, he made eye contact with me, and I went like this to him. And he just came jumping up to me like a missile, and I ripped him into the stands, and I put a bear hug on him, and I didn't want to let him go.
Like, right.
I had never done it before, so I really didn't know what to do. That was the very first time
I
ever did it. And I held him in the stands for about a minute, which was a ridiculously long time. And finally, Chris Carter came over, and Chris is there, come on, man, you got to give him back, you got to give him back. So then I lowered Randy back down to the field, and Chris gave Randy a big hug. And then the next day in the Star Tribune, it said, a lucky fan thought he had a great souvenir to take home with him, but he didn't read the ticket with the disclaimer stating, if you catch a flying player, you have to return him to the field.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So there was nothing discussed. It just happened.
It just happened.
And then from then on, it just kept happening.
Then the Dallas one here, this one here, I really enjoyed that one. That was a playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys in the year 2000. When Randy Moss jumped to me that game, John Madden was a commentator, and John Madden says, hey, Randy jumps to that guy because he's got big old arms. If you want to find someone to jump to, you want to find someone with big old arms to jump to. And I thought that was a pretty nice compliment from John. You know, I got circled and everything that game.
That's very cool.
You know, was,
so that's the Randy Moss arm, which obviously there's so much there, but we've got a whole back tattoo of the Vikings as well.
Yes, but this Randy Moss tattoo doesn't just end there.
Yeah.
Also, Randy Moss was a person who endorsed me into the Visa Fan of Fame. I was stopped from going into the Visa Fan of Fame because I'm not a U.S. resident, and it went by U.S. contest rules. But, you know, the team itself tried to put me in, and they said no. And then after that, when Randy phoned out, Randy took my back on it, and they actually forced Visa to finally take me in, even though I'm as a Canadian. But I just thought that was so cool that the team and Randy would have my back so well, and so I actually got that tattooed on there also. And then my final part of my Randy Moss story was when he was put into the Vikings Ring of Honor. That's his Ring of Honor. And when he was put in the Ring of Honor, he actually called me up on the stage and thanked me for all the years that I caught him, which I just thought was so spectacular that a player would actually call a fan up on the stage. Randy, I just love him to death. He's my favorite Viking player of all time.
So let's talk about your back then. You got the whole thing done. You got a Viking ship, everything. Talk to me about Valhalla back there.
Well, Valhalla, that's Viking heaven.
Yeah.
And the Volk knot, which is the triangles, okay, my back, that means I'm marked to go to Viking heaven.
Ooh.
The ravens on my back, that's thought and memory. Those are the names of Odin's. That's the Viking god Odin. Those were his ravens. And then the Viking ship I have on my back. I have Fran Tarkenton. I got Ron Yeary. I got Paul Krause.
Okay.
I got Chuck Foreman. I got all the Purple People Eaters. I got Dante Culpepper. I got Chris Carter. And I got Randy Moss. They're all on the shields on the on the ship.
Then we go to your left arm, and I see a self-portrait over here and on the outside, right? That's you.
Yep.
And then on the inside, there you go. Oh, that's a sweet tattoo as well. There you go.
That's what I do at the game.
And we're not there because we got chest tattoo as well.
Yes, I've got Adrian Peterson's number.
Right.
Because then I caught Adrian Peterson. I put his number on me. And over here is my English-Canadian tattoo. Mm-hmm. And then across my ribs is my Viking World Order tattoo. I started the Viking World Order in 1997.
Okay.
And I decided to put an army together. And I looked for the most dedicated, hardcore Viking fans. And every single member that I brought into the Viking World Order had to get a Viking World Order tattoo. Mm. That was one of the stipulations of becoming a member of the Viking World Order. Now we have 360 members.
Wow.
We work with the Minnesota Children's Hospital. We work breast cancer charities. We also do the Polar Plunge. This year we raised $20,000 for the Polar Plunge.
Fantastic work. That's great. And then we're not done. We got a calf tattoo down here as well.
Oh, the calf tattoo, well, that was also in Sports Illustrated, but it's the state of Minnesota with my
silhouette.
Silhouette.
Yeah, that's you right there, yeah.
In there with the VWO underneath of it.
Very cool. But we've left room.
Yes.
For a Viking Super Bowl, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Where's that going to go?
That one's going right here. I'm going to put the stadium right here with the Super Bowl imposed in it. And so when I'm doing this next year.
Yep. So you're predicting a Super Bowl win for our Vikings.
This is our year.
You heard it from Sid Davey. He's got a spot waiting, Vikings, so let's fill that this year. It's great to meet you, man. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me, and it's an honor. I love the Vikings. I've dedicated my life to this team, and this is our year.
Amen.
This is it. It's all going to.
You heard it.